Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Our passage today is Wednesday of the 8th week in Ordinary Time, May 27th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Mark, where he writes, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, spit upon him, scourge him, and put him to death. But after 3 days he will rise." There is something strikingly direct and almost unsettling about Jesus' words in today's gospel. He does not soften what lies ahead. He does not speak in parables or veiled language. Instead, he lays it out plainly: rejection, humiliation, violence, and death. And yet, woven into this stark prediction is a quiet but decisive promise: after 3 days, he will rise. The road to Jerusalem is not simply a geographic journey, it is a revelation of the heart of God. A man once shared how, after years of avoiding a painful family relationship, he finally decided to confront it. He knew the conversation would be difficult. Old wounds would surface. There would likely be tears, maybe even anger. Everything in him wanted to turn away, to take it on an easier road. But something deeper called him forward. He later said, "I realized that avoiding the pain was costing me more than facing it. I had to walk into it if I wanted anything to be healed." That is a small echo of what Jesus is doing, but in him it is infinitely greater. He is not merely facing discomfort. He is freely walking toward suffering, rejection, and death, not because he has to, but because love compels him. Jesus does not drift into his passion. He chooses it. "Behold," he says, "behold, we are going up to Jerusalem." This is not fate. This is not accident. This is intentional love. And notice the details he gives. He will be handed over. He will be condemned. He will be mocked, spat upon, scourged, and he will be killed. Jesus sees it all. He knows exactly what is coming, and still he goes forward. Why? Because love that saves is not sentimental. It is sacrificial. We might prefer a Christianity that avoids this, a spirituality that promises peace without struggle, joy without sacrifice, resurrection without the cross. But Jesus does not offer that. Instead, he invites us into his path, the path where suffering is not meaningless, but transformed. Each of us has a Jerusalem we are walking towards, a difficult truth we must face, a relationship that needs healing, a sacrifice we are called to make, a fear we would rather avoid. And like the disciples, we often resist. We fall silent. We misunderstand. We hope there might be another way. But Jesus keeps walking. It is easy to focus on the suffering in this gospel, and we should not minimize it. But if we stop there, we miss the deepest truth, namely that after 3 days he will rise. Jesus never speaks of the cross without also revealing the resurrection. This changes everything. It means suffering is not the end. Loss is not final. Death does not have the last word. It also means that when we follow Christ into difficult places, we are not walking into darkness alone. We are walking towards transformation. In contemplative prayer, we listen not to flee from what is difficult within us. Instead, we gently remain present, trusting that God is at work even in the places we would rather avoid. Jesus models this perfectly. He does not turn away from suffering. He enters it with full awareness and full trust in the Father. The invitation for us is not to seek suffering, but to remain faithful when it comes, to trust that God is present even there, to believe that grace is working beneath the surface, even when we cannot see it. To follow Jesus is to walk this same path, not running from the cross, not denying the pain, not pretending everything is easy, but also not losing hope, not forgetting the promise, not walking alone. Because the road to Jerusalem is also the road to resurrection. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you walked steadily towards Jerusalem, knowing the suffering that awaited you, yet trusting completely in the Father's love. Give us the courage to follow you when the path is difficult, when we are afraid, when we would rather turn away. Teach us to trust that no suffering is wasted, that no cross is without purpose, and that your resurrection is already now at work, even in our darkest moments. Help us to walk with you, faithfully, patiently, and with hope, until we share fully in the joy of your risen life. Amen. If you found grace in this reflection that I share with you today, I invite you to perhaps share it with others and invite them to join us here each day in my hermitage when we take a look at Scripture, break open its meaning, and apply its deeper insights to our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.